Let me sound off in the beginning. We ain't losing, we back to winning. Hometown love, been repping from the start. Nothing but niners, red and gold in my heart. And we go hard when it's time to play. May have left Frisco, but ain't left the Bay. Kyle Shanahan time, can he bring us back to get our sixth ring? Imagine that. Light shine bright at Levi whenever it's game day. Take a hit from Bowman, calling it May Day. Eric Reed ball out, getting the picks. New year, Garcon going deep for six. Can't forget about Hyde when he toting the rock. While Robinson outside, keeping it locked. Had a lot of legends, time to make some new ones. Nothing but niners, haters come and get some. Yeah.
What's going on, faithfuls? This is Mike with the Nothing But Niners crew. I am here with Ali and our special guest today, Oscar, also known as Better Rivals on Twitter. Oscar, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you, man. I really, really appreciate it. And Ali, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, Mike, man? Awesome to be here talking football on a Sunday. I wish we were watching it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't watch it, the next best thing is talking about it, right? You know, almost like barbershop talk, so. That's what we're going to be doing here today. So I would give a little backstory about what spawned this conversation. I was listening to the Better Rivals podcast the same day I was editing, and they were discussing this Mike Lombardi rumor that Navarro Bowman, and I knew for sure no one else had heard that podcast. And I was like, man, I was like, I can't wait to talk about this, man. This is going to be good. And I started listening to you and David. And I'm like, damn it, they beat me to it, man. I had to DM you right away, like, man, you guys got me. That was good. I knew I was going to be the one to, like, cause the hysteria, and you guys beat me to it, man. Absolutely love it. You guys are on the grind over there, man. So for the people who are watching, I highly doubt that you don't already listen to theirs, but you guys should check it out, the Better Rivals podcast. I know they're on SoundCloud and iTunes. I don't know what other platforms you guys are on, but they're all by Niner Nation. It is... Yeah, it's very informative. You guys have a lot of fun doing it, and I enjoy listening to it, honestly.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun, man. We started the podcast. I started it actually without David, believe it or not, at this point, almost five years ago. And then when David got back from his deployment, he jumped back in, and it's been a lot of fun, man. We just two guys who love Niners football, love to talk about it and drink a couple beers every now and again. So it's been a blast, and we have a ton of fun doing it.
Yeah, you guys have a very nice following over there. I see your numbers, and I get jealous. And I know Ali is a big fan also. He's telling me before. I think you guys were talking a little before we started recording also. Ali's a big fan, submits questions and things like that. Right, Ali?
Oh, yeah, man. Huge fan. Been listening. There was one of the first podcasts, Niners podcasts I listened to was the Better Rivals one. So been there for a while
there. Well, Ollie, you said that you submitted a question, right? You submitted the breakout player question that we answered in the last mailbag episode, which was one of my favorite questions that we answered because it got us thinking about really some of the players that are going to be that could actually do something this year, because there's quite a bit more optimism with the team this year, especially on offense. So thanks for sending that question in. I had a lot of fun answering it.
Yeah, hey, no problem, man.
So, guys, let's get to the meat and potatoes of all of this. Let's talk 49ers trades, all right? Obvious one. I wanted to ask you guys about like the message that it sends to the team. John Lynch, nothing back, no qualms about admitting Vance McDonald was indeed on the trade block. And I thought that was a little bit unusual for a GM to be like, yeah, we tried. Like, I don't know. I mean, Ali, what do you think about that? How do you think that affects the locker room? What kind of message do you think that sends?
That nobody is untouchable, that if you're not doing your job, if you're not, you know, ready to go on game day on Sundays or even in practices, that, you know, we're going to find someone else to fill that position. And I think that's something the new regime has stayed there. And you can see that with how they've operated themselves with, you know, going back to the Tremaine Brock thing. That's how they're handling themselves. So that's what I think about. Yeah, that.
Yeah, you know, I think the signal that it sends really is one that is a refreshing signal in 49ers land, and that's one of transparency. I don't think players are so naive to think that they're going to be with one team forever. I think they know that at some level this is a business, and if they are valuable and they provide some kind of value, then either the team wants to retain them or the team's going to try and find some value in trading them. And I think what John Lynch would say is that to say something else, to obfuscate the fact that they did try and trade Vance McDonald, would probably do more damage than it would do good. And so I think John Lynch is fully within his right as a GM to look at Vance McDonald straight in the eye and say, absolutely, we thought we could, you know, we are a valuable player. You're good at football, which arguable because of his hands. But, you know, we thought that we had an opportunity to move you to a better situation for you. Didn't happen. And we're happy that you're a Niner right now. And I think that as a player and as a person, that Vance McDonald would respect that more than maybe someone saying, oh, no, what are you talking about? We didn't try and trade you. Yeah, we tried to trade you. No, what are you talking about? We didn't try and trade you. Yeah, we're trying to trade you. Like that. That's the thing that people were really upset about Balky.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Balky was the type of guy that whatever happened is in the past and we're not going to discuss that and it doesn't make a difference. And, you know, we have this roster here and we're very happy with the guys that are here right now. We're going to move forward with them. I mean, just a typical Balky ass response. I mean, yep. He would deny it. I mean, if the guys are there, they're there. And that's the way he acted. I think both of you guys, the combination of what you guys are saying, the transparency is something that we are definitely not used to as fans. And to Ali's point, you know, it's gonna light a fire behind these guys. You know, it's gonna make these guys realize that together, I'm possibly gonna be out of here. This is where I want to be. You know, I got to step it up a little bit. You know, but what about Lombardi's story? Back to Oscar, man. I mean, when he and After he came out with this podcast and the Niner fans got a hold of it and they started going crazy, the team sent out a joint message from the GM and the head coach denying it completely. And then Lombardi still came back out on Twitter and was like, I stand by what I said. That's all they want, but they definitely said it.
Yeah, you know, there are a couple things here, I think, to parse when it comes to this kind of rumor. So far, I've got nothing to indicate to me to distrust John Lynch. This is a GM who fully admitted he didn't know that a fifth-year option existed when he was asked about it in the context of Jimmy Ward. And so he's okay and comfortable with completely admitting that he doesn't know something that a GM should know, that he put a player on the trading block, but that it didn't work out. He gave Peter King, you know, a lot of access and probably gave him a lot of information for two stories that were really important, I think, in kind of rebuilding some of that trust. There's nothing that John Lynch has done to date that has made me think that he's going to put out a press release that is completely opposite of the truth. Now, on the other hand, I think Lombardi may have also probably heard some of these rumblings, but if I were to explain it, I would think it's the difference between someone calling and maybe expressing interest and saying, hey, you know, if we were to make an offer for Navarro Bowman, would you listen? I could totally see John Lynch saying, yeah, we'll listen. We'll listen to anything. We're looking for players. We're looking for, you know, we're looking to rebuild. And that all of a sudden turned into more of a, oh, well, they made it known that he's on the block. I could see how that could get twisted. But in a he said, she said between Mike Lombardi and John Lynch, based on, you know, kind of some of Lombardi's history as well, I'm going to go ahead and trust John Lynch on this one. And I'm going to say that they probably didn't put him on the block actively, but maybe someone called and maybe someone made an offer and they talked a bit, but that's where it ended. I think any smart GM is going to do that with any of their players.
Yeah, I agree. Ali, what do you think about all that, man?
Yeah, just to follow up on your point there, Oscar, I think that they definitely did receive a call or maybe two. Or maybe three, who knows? Because right now, Bowman's market, if someone is trying to trade for him, is at its lowest it's been in his entire career. Because he's coming off, what, two significant injuries. So if I'm a different GM, if I'm a GM of, I don't know, the Tennessee Titans, for example, and I'm calling the 49ers, I'm giving my lowest fall offer for Bowman right now because of the injury history and the fact that we also took Reuben Foster as the heir apparent in the draft this year. So I definitely can see it, a few teams calling and trying to gauge the interest of us on if we're willing to move him. But I don't think that move, because he is, in my opinion, he's a lifetime Niner, and that he's going to be someone to mold Foster into, hopefully into the next him or Willis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head right there when you were talking about the fact that we drafted Foster. That's going to warrant people saying, well, if you guys got him from Bowman, you know, and that's where I think those kind of rumors get started. And, you know, and whether they're true rumors or not, that's where people are going to start connecting dots. You know, you got Bowman, who's had these two major injuries over the last two or three seasons. It's only natural for teams and GMs to assume that the Niners might be interested in moving on from him, especially when they go out and move up back into the first round to get someone who plays the same position, you know? So it's like, well, if they did that, naturally I'm going to assume that they might be willing to move on from Navarro Bowman. And if that's the case, what are you guys going to do? And back to, you know, Oscar's point about it all, any good GM is going to take those calls. They're going to sit there and say, what could we possibly get? If someone called and asked for a trade for Navarro Bowman, I'm going to ask you guys both this. I'm going to throw this to Oscar first. What kind of trade offer do you think it would take for him to accept it? What do you think someone would have to be offering the 49ers for Navarro Bowman in order for Lynch to not just, this is good, but to accept that kind of trade?
You know, I think when it comes to setting Navarro Bowman's market value, you've got to look at both what he's been able to do historically when he's healthy, and even when he came back after his initial injury, he still led the league in tackles. So this is someone who came back from a pretty devastating knee injury and came back to maybe not the truest form that we saw during the Super Bowl and NFC Championship run years, but someone who was still an above average and completely starter level inside linebacker. So you have his ability to come back from injury. He's still a relatively young linebacker, all things considered. But on the other hand, from a team building perspective, I get that the team wants to turn over the roster, and it's something that they should do and that they're doing very well. But you don't want to turn over every single piece of the roster. There is value in keeping key veterans to show the young ones, you know, and Ollie, you mentioned this as well, to show them what the 49er way is, to help show them good practice habits. And Navarro Bowman's a guy to do just that for someone like Reuben Foster. So I do think that Bowman's value is not just on the field, but also off the field as well. So when you're thinking about trading Navarro Bowman, I think you've got to look at something like a second round pick. You're looking at maybe another comparable player. But you're looking at a pretty high draft pick, if not maybe a second, and maybe I wouldn't put it at like the level of a starting quarterback like Alex Smith got 2 second rounders, right? So I wouldn't say necessarily 2 second rounders. I think that's probably quarterback trade value. But I think if you're thinking of a linebacker coming off injury that has value in the locker room that could come back to a certain height, I'd be looking for, you know, a third rounder or second rounder. And I just don't think teams are going to offer that, which is why I think this trade would be dead in the water before it ever started.
Okay, I can understand where you're going. So you don't think that there's really much to be said there as far as what he would accept. It's just not going
to
be.
No, I don't think it's possible, mostly because of one, what it would take to trade him, but also two, his salary. He just signed an extension not too long ago. And so his salary number is quite a bit higher. His salary number is in the top five of inside linebackers for the league. So you've got to trade him to a team that has a need. You've got to trade him to a team with draft capital, and you've got to trade him to a team with cap space. And those teams aren't always aligned in all three of those facets. So I just don't think there's that many suitors for him that are willing to take on that kind of contract. So again, I say, while it's an interesting idea, sure, and as a GM, you take it, I just don't think that given the state of the current NFL, that's something that's likely to happen.
Okay. And Ollie, what do you think about all this, man? What, make me an offer. I'm John Lynch. What team are you? And what are you trying to give me to make me come off of Navarro Bowman?
Well, I'm definitely not trading him in the NFC West. That's for sure. If I'm trading Bowman, I'm moving him to like the AFC South or something, man. Like far away, because if you move Bowman, you know he's gonna be he's one of those guys. Like he'll be like, you know what? He'll take that as a slight to him. You know what I mean? And he'll be like, I want to, you know, punish the Niners for moving me. But if I'm a opposite GM, I'm looking for and I'm making an offer, and I'm John Lynch, I'm taking no less than at least a second and maybe a prospect or something. I don't know. Something like that, because Bowman still has tremendous value. And touching on the Michael Lombardi podcast, that specific show, funny about it was when I was listening to it, it was players. I think they were coming up with players that they think that are on the market, and they were just coming up with like scenarios and stuff like that, like rumors of what they think they've heard. So again, I'm not taking too much stock into the fact that Lombardi said this, you know what I mean? It seems a little bit out there, but again, it's fun to talk about, especially in the off season. You know, gives us something to talk about, like right now on a Sunday there.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. That whole podcast, it was a bunch of hypotheticals, but when it came time for that specific part, Lombardi went out of his way and said, I know that the Niners have had these conversations. He went out of his way to, for that specific player, he's healthy and he's available. And then, like I said, he reiterated it on Twitter. So that's why it was a little weird to me. It was like everything else seemed like a hypothetical, and it was, they were coming up with situations and scenarios as to why certain teams would be willing to move on from certain veterans. But when it came time for this one, he emphasized that this was something that, and that's why I kind of caught, I think, my ear, and as well as the ear of David and Oscar over at the Better Rivals podcast. This is what I think. I think if a team like the Raiders were to come knocking for someone like Navarro Bowman, John Lynch, and the Raiders would be interested in a team that, you know, they have it on offense and they're just looking to get it together on defense. Like you said, Ollie, keep him out of the NFC. Type of guy that, like you said, he looks for any and every reason to put another chip on his shoulder to add some motivation to him, and you don't want to leave him to possibly bite the 49ers in the ass. So I think if the Raiders were to come knocking, a third rounder and maybe, you know, a future fifth or sixth rounder, you know, something that could move up depending on if he makes a Pro Bowl or something like that, because I would take nothing less than a second rounder and some. But here's the thing. Navarro's coming off of an Achilles tear and an ACL tear. Or MCL. Which one was it? Was it MCL or ACL, Oscar?
It was all of them.
It was both, yeah.
His whole knee was just shattered.
And basically. Not,
he did come back, and he came back well, don't get me wrong. But these are still two major injuries. This is someone going in his eighth year now in the NFL. He's aging. I don't think you're going to get a second or, you know, even a first for the likes of Navarro Bowman, despite how much he can still tackle, you know?
No, I absolutely agree. And I so think when I look at teams that, you know, you mentioned the Raiders is one team. I think the Denver Broncos and the Colts are two other teams that, you know, in this hypothetical world would make a lot of sense. I mean, the Broncos have been trying to replace Danny Trevathan for a bit. And of course, you know, the bulky Elway relationship, it exists and it's totally there. If you read the Monday Morning Quarterback article, Elway is texting and calling John Lynch and giving him pointers and saying, no, I think this is what's happening. I think that's what's happening. I mean, those two guys are tight.
Yeah.
And you got Adam Peters, of course, in that front office as well. So the problem with Denver, though, is that they only have $12 million in cap space. So you got a contract for Navarro Bowman that's about $10 million a year on average. That eats up all your cap. Which is why, again, I don't think that a trade like that is possible. The only other team I would think is the Indianapolis Colts. They've got almost $20 million in cap space, about $19 million, another team that needs defense, among other things. But Chris Ballard could be someone who's looking at a quick way to rebuild that defense. And if all of a sudden you got Malik Hooker roaming the deep area of the field and you have Navarro Bowman, I mean, and you've got Frank Gore on offense, you're basically taking all of the Niners pieces plus Malik Hooker and rebuilding a team. But those are the two teams that would jump out at me if this were to happen. But again, I don't think that that's, you know, to the point, something that's going to happen just because of what the Niners might want to give up, or rather what the Niners would require in order to trade him. And to your point, what it would take, you know, because if I'm a GM making that trade, I'm saying exactly what you just said. I'm saying 8 years in, two major injuries, you know, yes, he could come back, but the likelihood is that he comes back at 75% of himself and then falls off the linebacker cliff. And I'm not going to give up a second or third rounder for that. I'll give you a fifth. And then John Lynch is like, hey, it's been fun. Let's go have a beer because we're not doing this trade.
Yeah, I didn't even think about the Colts, man. That's oh my God, that would be like that would be the spot. You're absolutely right. But I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. Just to be clear, I don't think any of us think Navarro Bowman is going anywhere. I don't think John Lynch thinks Navarro Bowman is going anywhere. So I'm not going to, you know, we're not going to keep dwelling on that. But this does bring up an interesting point. And this is going to be our little hypothetical situation. We're going to play a little bit of fantasy football here where we can trade anybody and everybody. Propose to you guys. So we're going to do this and we'll wrap this thing up. And it's going to be, if you could trade any two players, Niners contenders this season, who would they be and why? So you can pick offense, defense, you can do both of them on the same side of the ball. It doesn't matter. Any two players at all. And I'm going to let Ali, if you're cool with taking this one first, I want you to go first on this one, but any two players at all to make the 49ers contenders this season,
who would they be? To acquire them?
Yeah, so we're going to go out. We're John Lynch. You're going to play the role of John Lynch. We've got the cap space. We've got the money. We've got picks. So we're going to make a trade. It doesn't matter what you're going to give up. I don't want to hear about, you know, oh, we're going to give up a first and a whatever for this player. Just tell me two players you want the 49ers can make this trade happen. What the two players would be.
Oh, perfect.
That would make us contenders. And Nick is joining us, so Nick will come in on this after Oscar.
If there's one player I could acquire right now on the offensive side of the ball, it would be A.J. McCarron. And the reason why is I think his price tag would be a little bit cheaper than what Kirk Cousins would be. I think that him and Shanahan could gel well together. I liked him coming out of college from Alabama. I really liked his game. I thought that he was really underrated, and he went like a fifth or sixth round pick. I can't remember, but I really liked him. So if there's one player on the offensive side of the ball, I think AJ McCarron would be that guy, and on the defense. I'm going to go with
it can be anybody, bro. Like anybody. You tell me JJ Watt, I would understand why. These are two acquisitions that the Niners can make to make us immediate contenders this year.
I'd say someone like a Patrick Peterson or something like that.
In the secondary. Yeah. Okay.
Someone like a Patrick Peterson. So AJ McCarron and Patrick Peterson would be my two guys.
I like it. I can see where you're going with that. But you think AJ McCarron is going to be able to beat out Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley?
Absolutely.
Putting them in there right away. Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. Oscar, I can't wait to hear what you have to say, man. I like that. I like it. This is going to be good.
So, you know, you think about the two premier positions in the NFL, the two that get paid the most money for a very, very good reason, quarterback and pass rusher. Those are going to be the two positions you're going to want to upgrade immediately because they're two positions where the 49ers are a little empty-handed. The cupboards are bare. Aaron Lynch, I'm sure, will be good at eating cheeseburgers, but I don't know how good he's going to be at rushing the passer from the edge role, right? Solomon Thomas, you know, he's, again, it's a projection. You have no idea how he's going to do. So if I have full control to do whatever the hell I want, then I'm going to get the best quarterback and I'm going to get the best pass rusher. And that is Aaron Rodgers. And that is going to be one Mr. JJ Watt. And if you don't want JJ Watt, then Aaron Donald or Von Miller, I'd even go Vic Beasley here, right? Because Vic Beasley has shown that he could produce in the system that the 49ers will be running on defense. But the quarterback position is the number one thing you got to upgrade. And if I'm trading for this player, you don't want to go with someone who is too old. You don't want to go with someone like a Tom Brady who might fall off the cliff soon. But you also don't want to go, you know, necessarily too young, because you don't know whether or not one season of glory is replicable. So this is where you might get into your Andrew Luck, or you might get into something like that. But I think still Aaron Rodgers is where you go. He is, in my opinion, one of the best quarterbacks in football. He makes ridiculous throws all over the field. I mean, the Cowboys know. They know real well. And then on defense, J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald, either one I'm happy with. They are premier pass rushers. They can do it from the edge. They can do it from anywhere along the line. All of a sudden, you have turned your defense into a defense that can create pressure, and your offense is one that can throw the ball wherever it needs to, and automatically this team becomes scary if you were to trade for the two best players at the two premier positions in the NFL.
Absolutely love it. All right, so we got A.J. McCarron and Patrick Peterson. We have Aaron Donald or J.J. Watt. Oh, you know what? We're going to go with Aaron and Aaron. You know, we can do Aaron Donald. And...
All right. Fine with that. I'm fine with that. So
I'll do it that way.
It's going to be and the then, all Aaron team.
Yeah, that's it. I like it. Nick, man, come on. You can't let us down, Nick. Are you there, buddy?
What's going on? Hey, can't stay in long, but I just jumped in. Just wanted to touch base with you. Oscar, once again, thanks for joining us, buddy. Hey, Ali, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
So – you guys are making it a little tough on me, man.
It's okay to repeat.
No, that's all right. We got to keep it different. So I definitely agree with Oscar and say that we need to go – if you're going to go, you know, the premium, you know, you're going to go quarterback and pass rush. So I'm going to go with – let's go with Andrew Luck. I'll take Andrew Luck. I would take Aaron Rodgers, but Oscar already took him. I think Andrew Luck would fit good in that system with, you know, tight play action. He's got a good arm. You know, obviously need a better offensive line because that's why he can't produce right now. But and then pass rush. Man, I'd probably go Von Miller.
Yeah.
God.
Yep.
I shouldn't have let you in, man. I shouldn't have let you in. Those are my answers.
I'd probably go with Von Miller because, you know, he can play all over the field. He's a premier guy, you know, on and off the field. He's going to bring you that status to where, you know, you are going to be a contender right away on that defensive side of the football. And, yeah, so Andrew Luck and Von Miller, that's who I'd go with.
I love the answers. I absolutely love all the answers here, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. You guys aren't going to make me answer, right? Because this is the thing. We're going to get the rest of the Nothing But Niners crew on here to discuss this. I know they all have opinions on this. So I'm going to ask you guys, the three of you, is it all right if I save my answer until then? It's going to let me get away with this?
It's going to be, you know, it's real hard. I don't know that I'm going to be able to survive. But I think I'll have to.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll survive either.
Yeah, it's okay. I will make sure that you guys are okay. I will send out some people to resuscitate you guys if anything happens. Perfect. I promise, okay?
Perfect.
So listen, man.
Mike.
So much for joining us. Nick, thanks for popping in here, man. Ali, you too, man. I really, really appreciate everybody making some time out of their busy Sunday schedule to come in and do this. Guys, again, if you don't follow Oscar already, make sure you do so. He is at Better Rivals. David just changed his name on Twitter. What's his Twitter handle now? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Newman NFL because some other fool had David Newman with an underscore. Or no, it had it without an underscore. It's a long story. We talk about it on the podcast all the time. But you can follow him at Newman NFL.
Guys, subscribe to their podcast. It is great. It's very insightful. I mean, they give you all the breakdowns. They give you the logistics of everything, the stats. Give you guys DVOA, everything that you want to know not just why they like players, but they give you the logistics of it all as well. Very informative. I appreciate what you guys do over there for Niners Nation and all. And we're going to sign out of here the way we do everything else.
Don't forget the drinking game.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God, how can I forget that? They come up with drinking games throughout the year. Yep. Every time something is said or done on the field, we take a drink. It's gonna be difficult this year because we got a whole new regime here.
I don't know what we're gonna play. We're already creating the rules, man. We've already got a couple drafts. We've already got like a couple of rules already. There are some mainstays. You know, there are some normal ones, like if it sounds dirty but it isn't, you drink. You know, those are the ones that are going to be there. Yeah. But don't worry, we're going to hit you with a new drinking game this year.
Before we sign out, I just got a quick question for you guys. Do you guys think it's possible now? Because I know with Balky's regime, we would have never gone on Hard Knocks. Do you think with this regime, it's possible that we could go on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. That was actually something I was considering already. I think that John Lynch is so camera friendly and ready that he won't think it's a big deal. And then you have the Balky personality that was the exact opposite. Balky, if you let him, would have zero to do with the media. The opposite. I don't know as much about Kyle Shanahan, but I think John Lynch would convince him. Shanahan convinced him to draft. So I could see it happening for sure. Guys, we're going to wrap this up. This was a nice, fun, quick episode here. You guys, again, make sure you follow
David Newman NFL.
Follow Better Rivals. Subscribe to their podcast. Subscribe to our podcast. Check out our website. That is www.nothingbutniners.com.
Above all else, Chippos, man. Stay faithful.
I got this. Yeah. Shit. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, coming. They got him. They're coming the from the coats. Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Exciting thing to happen tonight.